This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Shavua Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Brachos Siman Nun Hei. We're at the end of Sif Tes, where the Mechaber said that a child is considered a katan until he brings two hairs after he's 13, and in the Ibra Yar, you have to wait 13 months. V'yoyim echad. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Sivkad men beis lav dafka yoyim." It's lav dafka day. Alo kivan shenichnas tchilas hayoyim mishnas yedalad. But once the beginning of the 14th year begins, v'afilu shah achas, even for 1 hour, v'afilu rega achas, even a moment, sagi, v'afilu noel besoif yoyim rosh hashanah. Let's say a person was born at the end of a day. Kivan shadayin huvada yom, since it's definitely day nasa ben yud gimel shom betchilas leil rosh hashanah shoshnas yodalad. In other words, let's say a person was born at the end of the day of Rosh Hashanah. So basically, he's born on Rosh Hashanah. So the next year, 13 years later, at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, he becomes a bar mitzvah, even though he has not lived 13 full years. V'mhaya ben hashmashos beis haleda, if the time he was born was ben hashmashos, dainina le l'safek, we go l'safek, v'azlina l'chumra b'chol davar shema d'araisa. Something that's a d'araisa, let's say mila, we go l'chumra. Something that's a d'rabanan, we go l'kula. By the way, when does he make the bar mitzvah? Let's say a boy was born Ben Hashmashos, the night of Rosh Hashanah. So he might be born Erev Rosh Hashanah. He might be born Rosh Hashanah. The bar mitzvah is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because since he's chayiv in mitzvah, he's da'iraisa from Erev Rosh Hashanah, Savik da'iraisa l'chumra, that's the day to make the bar mitzvah. So, since, by the way, people like to make bar mitzvahs when it's convenient, but the ikar bar mitzvah is boi b'yoyim. The ikar bar mitzvah is the first, the ben hashmashos. Okay, sif yud. So this is actually noigea this year. Im nar echa noel b'chav tes adar rishon mishan muberas. You have one kid, he's born on the 29th of Adar in an Ibra Yar. V'nar echa noel b'adar sheni b'echad bayit. And another kid is born an Adar sheni on the first day. So obviously the boy that was born on the 29th of Adar Aleph was born before the boy who was born on the 1st of Adar Beis. Ushnasi gimalein mubaras. And his bar mitzvah year, it's not mubar. Oysa shenoylad b'chav tesa adar rishon tzach lamten ad chav tesa adar b'shnas yud gimel liyois ben yud gimel shana. The one that was born on the 29th, he's going to have to wait in his bar mitzvah year till the 29th of the month. Voice Shinoad Acharav, and the one born after him, Be'echad Ba'adar Sheni, on the 1st of Adar Beis, Yia ben Yud Gimel Shana, he'll turn 13, Kivan Shege Echad Ba'adar Shoshnas Yud Gimel, when he reaches the first day of Adar of his 13th year. So you have two kids. Reuven was born 2 days before Shimon. Shimon will have his bar mitzvah 28 days before Reuven. So that's always a good trivia question, you know. If you're stuck at the table, and, you know, it's chaos. Try this one. No guarantees, but could try it. Hagah, umi shenoylad ba'adar. Someone is born in Adar v'nasa bar mitzvah b'shnas ha'ibar, and he becomes a bar mitzvah boy in a Ibra Yar. Eino nasa bar mitzvah adar sheni. So someone who's born in a regular Adar, and his bar mitzvah, someone who's born bar mitzvah in a regular Adar, and then his Bar mitzvah is in an Ibra Yar, it's Adar Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan, Mem Gimel, Eino Me'ubares, Aval, in Bishnas Yud Gimel, Hayagam Kenibor. If the Bar mitzvah year was also an Ibra Yar, then obviously the one that was born on the 29th of Adar Aleph, his Bar mitzvah will be on the 29th of Adar Aleph. The one that was born on the 1st of Adar Beis, his Bar mitzvah will be on the 1st of Adar Beis. Az Bevada, Yino Oimrim, Hanoyod Barishon, Yia Bar mitzvah Ba'adar Rishon. The one that was born in Adar Rishon will have his bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon, v'hasheni ba'adar sheni. Ad chav tesa adar. Now, demahu detema, I would have said, detei sheichashev ha'adar rishon shenol boy b'makom shvat. that if he was born in Adar Aleph, then maybe we should consider it like he was born in Shvat. And then when Shvat comes in his Bar Mitzvah year, he should be a Bar Mitzvah. V'kim she'agia chav tes b'shvat b'shnas yud gimel yenas Bar Mitzvah. K'mashon do yamrinan hachi. We don't say that Adar Aleph is like Shvat, and if he's Bar Mitzvah in a year that is not Me'ubar, he's Bar Mitzvah in Shvat. No, we don't say that. Sivkatan Memhei, where the Ramah says someone who's born in Adar and he becomes Bar Mitzvah in an Ibrayar, it's Adar Beis. Aye. Why do I need to say this? Isn't it obvious? The Mechaber already said in Sif Tes that in an Ibrayar, you got to wait 13 months. Right? La'olam hu katan ad sheyavi shtei sa'arei, the Mechaber says in Sif Tes. So why do I need the Ramah to add you're not a Bar Mitzvah until Adar Beis? The Mechaber said that you have to wait 13 months. I would have thought davka benoilad b'chodesh acher. Nevertheless, I would have thought davka if you're born in another month. K'goin b'rosh chodesh Nisan, for example, davka. If you were born in a different month, for example, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ushnas Yud Gimel Me'ubar, and his 13th year is Me'ubar. So if he was born in Nisan, Ein Nasa Bar Mitzvah Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he doesn't become a Bar Mitzvah until 13 months past Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Avol Noel Rosh Chodesh Adar, but I would think if he was born in Adar, Hava Mina De Nasa Bar Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishayin. Maybe the din of the Mechaber and Sif Tes is only if you're born in a different month, but if you were born in Adar, so maybe you only have to wait until Adar Aleph. Kamashlan da Adar Rishon lo nikra Adar. The Chiddush is Adar Rishon is not called Adar, it's not the name of the month. El Chodesh Ho Iber Mikre. It's called the Iber month. Shahrei in Koyrenes HaMegillah ba'Adar Rishon. You don't read the Megillah in Adar Aleph. You need 13 complete years. Now, what about Yahrzeit? Regarding fasting, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tav Kuf Samaches that you're Yisane ba'Adar Sheni. But the Ramah says Yeshoimim Sheyisane ba'Rishayin. And some are machmer to fast both. So it's a little bit of a stira, because there the Rama brings Yeshoimrim that you fast in the first month. Which sounds like the Iker is that the first month is Adar. There the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Machlokes is what's Stam and Adar. Why doesn't the Rama say anything over here? Says Rav Moshe, the Iker is like the Deah, that Stam Adar is Adar Sheni, like the Mishnah Berurah says here. I think it's not so pashut though. I have to look again. I think it's not so pashut. Think by Yahrzeit we say the Iker is Adar Aleph. To look up after. In other words, pashtus is there's a stir over here, because here the Rama says the Iker Adar for Bar Mitzvah's Adar Beis. And by Yahrzeit, later on in Siman Tav Kuf Samaches, the Rama says the Iker Yahrzeit is Adar Aleph. I think there's a Svara that since the parent needs some kind of Kapara or Aliyah, we don't want to push it off. So we do it in Adar Aleph. Okay, I'll look it up after. Next, Mishanol b'yom Rishon b'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Someone who's born on a Sunday, on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. V'hayu al shnei yamim Rosh Chodesh. And there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. U'vishnas yud gimon, 13th year, hayu cheshvan chaser, v'kislev ino lo yom echad Rosh Chodesh. I guess B'yom Rishon means the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Somebody was born on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So he was born Lamed Cheshvan. And there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. In his 13th year, Cheshvan was Chaser. And Kislev was only 1 day. So maybe he should become Bar Mitzvah on Chav Tes Cheshvan. Afal Pikein Eino Nas Bar Mitzvah Ad Rosh Chodesh Kislev. When Cheshvan was Chaser. And in a 13th year, there were 2 days. You become Bar Mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. You hear this? I think I have a kid that was born on Lamed Cheshvan, actually. So someone who was born on Lamed Cheshvan. The first day of 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And then in the 13th year, there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. I'm sorry, somebody who was born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev when Cheshvan was Chaser. And in the 13th year, there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. You become Bar Mitzvah on Lamed Cheshvan. I don't understand why that would be. Why would you become Bar Mitzvah on Lamed Cheshvan? You were born on Aleph Kislev. Why would somebody be Bar Mitzvah on Lamed Cheshvan? What about someone who became a Bar Mitzvah on a Wednesday night, and on that night, he flew to Alaska, and it became Tuesday? So does... The question is he now no longer chayv in mitzvahs? And you have to make another bar mitzvah for him. Rav Chaim Kievsky says, once you become a gadol, there's no backsies. No going back. Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a good day. Kol tov. Oh, so tomorrow we're on. Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, okay? Kol tov. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.